You're listening to Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, a podcast where we explore what it's like getting older, the peaks, the valleys, and everything in between. In this season of Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, we're covering topics related to solo aging. I'm your host, Cheryl Proska. Let's grow old together. On today's episode, I'm joined by Kirsten Spitzenberger. Kirsten is a Medicare specialist with Dan White & Associates. As a Medicare specialist, Kirsten helps clients understand and successfully enroll in Medicare plans that suit their needs and budget. Prior to her role as a Medicare specialist, Kirsten held positions as Dan White & Associates Assistant Director of Operations and Marketing, and as an independent agent with Mutual of Omaha. Kirsten has a bachelor's degree from Westchester University in professional studies with two minors in mathematics and elementary education. She is also licensed in life and health insurance. Kirsten, welcome, and thank you for being here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. You're joining me today to discuss Medicare. Yep. We'll cover the different parts of Medicare and what they cover, cost, eligibility, and more. A note to our listeners, you may want to grab something to take notes with because we're going to be covering a lot in this episode. We'll also provide Kirsten's contact information should you like to reach out to her with your questions or help determining the right Medicare coverage for you. So Kirsten, let's get started. What is Medicare and who is eligible to receive its benefits?
So Medicare, it is health insurance for folks who are 65 and older, or folks who are under 65 that have a disability.
And what are the different parts of Medicare and what do they cover?
Okay, so Part A, this is going to be your hospital insurance. And the way I like to think of this is it's your room and board. It's literally covering your stay in the facility. Then you have Part B, so that is going to be your medical insurance, and that is anything to deal with the doctor. So anything they do to you, order you to do, do with you, whatever that may be, anything dealing with the doctor, it's going to be covered under Part B. So that's going to be, you know, your regular checkups, your x-rays, scans, you know, if you're in the hospital and the doctor gives you medicine, all of that, anything to do with the doctor, it's covered under Part B. Part C, there's two different routes to this. So you can choose the Medicare Advantage route, or you can go down the original Medicare line and get a Medicare supplement or a Medigap plan. And that typically closes the gap for anything that Parts A and B do not cover. Then you have Part D, which is your prescription drug coverage. So this is used for only the pharmacy. So like I said before, Part B, if your doctor gives you medicine while you're in their care, it's covered under Part B. Anything that you need from the pharmacy, such as your prescriptions, that's going to be covered under Part D.
So let's get into a little bit more detail as to, like, really, why do we need more or anything other than Parts A and B?
So it's not mandatory that you get Part C. However, most folks do want to have that supplemental coverage because between Part A and B, it's only covering 80% of the bill. So with Part A, with your deductibles, the first 60 days that you're in a hospital, there's a $1,600 deductible per spell of illness. Day 61 through 90, they charge you $400 a day. And then days 91 to 150, you only get those days once in a lifetime and they charge you $800 a day. After that, they say you're on your own. And then for Part B, that typically pays 80% of covered services, and you do have a deductible of $226, and that's a calendar year deductible. So it resets every January 1st. So people prefer to have that supplemental coverage, so that way all those costs, the remaining 20% under Part B, and then those high deductibles for the hospital coverage, your Medigap plan, or depending what type of Medicare Advantage plan you have, can cover a lot of those costs.
Can you get into what the Medicare Advantage program is and then how it differs from original Medicare?
Absolutely. So this is actually one of my favorite questions to get. So we'll start with Medicare Advantage, and I'm going to start by saying I do prefer original Medicare to Medicare Advantage. I only feel that the Advantage line is appropriate for certain situations. But what Medicare Advantage is, this is what you see on the TV. You have your $0 monthly premiums, dental, vision, hearings bundled in. And oh, by the way, Social Security will give you money back. Well, that's all true, right? Great perks up front, but there's some things that they're not telling you. And what I want to ask you is, anything that you've ever received in your life that was free, was it actually free and was it good?
No.
Exactly. So you're basically paying for, you know, what you get, right? And you're, you usually have those $0 monthly premiums. So when you, let's say you're healthy now, but you end up getting sick, those out-of-pocket limits and deductibles, they can be astronomical. I've seen them go well over 10,000. So think about that. Let's say you get sick and then you now have to fork out $10,000 a year until your plan is going to cover you. Also, they work on an HMO or a PPO basis. So if you like to travel, I would stay away, because you may not be able to find a doctor in your network if you travel. And then a personal example. So my dad, he's had cancer for many, many years. He's fine. You wouldn't know it if you looked at him. He wouldn't know it if the doctors didn't tell him. He's been blessed. But let's say he didn't have the cancer and I got him on a Medicare Advantage plan. So he goes to Sloan Kettering in New York City. He sees a specialist for it. He gets some of the best care out there. But if I didn't know that he was going to get that diagnosis and that's a specialist he was going to see, well, that specialist may not be in your network. And then you have to pay full out of pocket to get the best care possible. I would never want to do that to my family. So I don't suggest that other people do that. So that's Medicare Advantage. With original Medicare, you get something called a Medigap plan or a Medicare supplement. They use both terms. They mean the same exact thing. But the way I remember this is, we're Part C, we're closing the gap for everything that A and B doesn't pay for. This is where you're going to get your 20% coverage to fill the gap, again, that A and B isn't paying for. As long as your doctor accepts Medicare, they accept you. So your network is essentially everywhere. There's maybe only 2% of facilities nowadays that don't accept Medicare. That's going to be your specialty concierge service that doesn't, do insurance anywho. Oh, also, so you get foreign travel emergency benefits. So they give you up to $50,000 for foreign travel emergencies. I had a woman, a couple went to Europe, and the woman got hit by a wave and broke her hip. So she ended up needing to use those benefits. And thankfully, she had a Medigap plan, because if she had Medicare Advantage, they usually do not provide any foreign travel benefits. So you get what you pay for. I mean, there is a premium with the Medigap plans, but like I said, I mean, if you do Medicare Advantage, $0 premium, you spend a lot out of pocket. God forbid something happens. Whereas with original Medicare, you have your premiums and then you have very minimal costs, maybe your Part B deductible and $20 copays.
It sounds like it pays to be well-informed, because you do hear about people losing a lot of money or to the extreme going bankrupt due to medical expenses. Mm-hmm. And to me, it sounds so risky to not have the ability to choose what specialist I may want to go to, where it would be, it sounds like it would be limited where mm-hmm. I could go to get the treatment that I would so choose for myself.
Exactly. And with Medicare Advantage, you can only redo those plans once a year. So you're locked into that plan for the year. So if you want your doctor to be covered under it, you may have to pay the out-of-network benefits for that whole year until you can find a new plan to cover that. And one thing I do want to just back up to, I said in the beginning, there's only a few people that I really advocate the Medicare Advantage for. And those people would be folks who are on Medicaid, right? And they can't afford the Medigap premiums. And also folks who have veteran benefits and they're receiving VA or TRICARE, something like that. Because the VA benefits and the TRICARE, they act as a Medigap plan. And then we just get you a Medicare Advantage on top of that, almost as a third line of defense in case there's anything in there that isn't being covered. So those are really the only two groups of people that I advocate the Medicare Advantage for.
How does someone enroll in Medicare and what are the enrollment periods?
Okay, so Part A and B, you sign up directly through the Social Security office. So you can either do it over the phone, you can go in person, or you can do it online through ssa.gov. They do have an online application that you can use if you don't want to deal with the lovely Social Security office. So that's Part A and B. For Part C and D, dental, vision, hearing, all of those are obtained through private insurers such as AARP, United Healthcare, Highmark, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. You have Aetna, Humana, Mutual of Omaha. Ascendo is Aetna and CVS combined. Most people don't know that. So those are obtained through those private insurers. Regarding the enrollment period, so there's a few of them out there. And this tends to confuse folks the most because you only need to pay attention to the enrollment periods that apply to you. So we're going to go over the most important ones here. First of all, you have your initial enrollment period. You also see that as IEP. So that is 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your 65th, and then 3 months after. So it's a total of a 7-month window. And that everybody has that initial enrollment period. It doesn't matter where you work, what type of insurance you have, everybody qualifies for that period. There is one other enrollment period. It's called a special enrollment period, and only one group qualifies for this, and it's folks who work for a large employer, meaning that they cover 20 or more individuals, okay? So if their health plan covers 20 or more individuals, back that up, offers a plan to 20 or more individuals, you're considered working for a large employer, and you qualify for the special enrollment period. Special enrollment period starts the day you turn 65 and it ends 7 months after you stop working. Now, you'll look it up and you'll see that it says 8 months. I say 7 months because one of those months is the month that you stop working. So that throws people off all the time. So I don't like to say 8 months, I say it's 7 months. And then once you get signed up for A and B during one of those two periods, then you have to sign up for the rest of the parts if you want that additional coverage. So Part C, if you do Medicare Advantage, you have 3 months from your Part B effective date to get into a Medicare Advantage plan. For Medigap, or the Medicare supplement plans, you have 6 months from your Part B effective date to get into a Medigap plan without any medical underwriting, okay? So that's one thing right there that I will say. Folks think that when they're healthy, oh, I'll go on Medicare Advantage and then switch over to Medigap down the line. I advise not doing that because when you get into a Medigap after your initial enrollment, they're gonna look at your health. Okay. And if you have something that's underlying, some major health issue, you may not be able to get into a Medigap plan, or if they do, they're going to do a rate up and the premiums will be about $500 a month. And that's ridiculous. You might as well just pay for the health insurance yourself, right? Or the health costs yourself. So that's Part C. And then Part D is your drug plan. you actually only have 63 days from your Part B start date to get into this one. Why they did all the dates differently? Again, I know it's to confuse you. And it gets confusing, but if you only need to know what applies to you. So if you know you're going with a Medigap plan, you know you work for a large employer, you know, you've so whenever you stop working, right, you can delay until you stop working. And then once you get on that plan, you have 6 months to get on a Medigap plan, 63 days to get on a drug plan. So it varies per situation.
Now, what happens if you do not sign up when you are supposed to?
You get a late penalty that sticks with you for life, and I cannot erase this one. So when it comes to IRMA, we'll get into that down the line. I can erase that. When it comes to these late penalties, those stick with you for life and they're given to you on a monthly basis. So for Part B, the way they calculate this, so they do for each 12-month period that you delay, and Part B, again, that's your doctor insurance, you'll have to pay a 10% penalty for your Part B premium, okay? And that's for each 12-month stint that you delay. For Part D, so it's not only on Part B, it also does it to Part D. So they calculate that a little bit differently, but they calculate that penalty by multiplying 1% of the national base beneficiary premium. This year, it's $32.74. So you times that by the full number of uncovered months that you didn't have Part B credible coverage, and then that late penalty is tacked on monthly. So people say, well, I'm not taking prescriptions. I'm not going to get a drug plan now. That is absolutely wrong. I advise you to go get on a $5 drug plan to just tide you over until you really need to amp that up, because you don't want to have, let's even say it's $60, right, that they're adding on to you every single month just because you didn't sign up on time. That adds up over time and can be a hefty chunk of change. So to avoid that, get on a very simplified bare minimum drug plan until you need one is usually what I tell folks to do.
And $60 a month, that's a ton. And it makes me think that may be a hurdle for people to say, I'm not going to take that medication, or I can't afford that medication. Exactly. And then, I mean, and then the compounding effect that would have, where thank goodness we have someone like you to steer us in the right direction, because it's a lot easier to handle that $5 a month, even if it's not necessarily paying anything now, it definitely will benefit you in the future.
Well, and also too, like, let's say you get the flu or something like that, or just right. a cold, and your doctor wants to give you some medicine. It's good just to have it just in case, because nobody has that crystal ball that's telling them what's happening tomorrow or what's happening in the next 5 minutes, if we're being realistic here. So we got to account for everything.
That's a great point. And I'm even thinking for some like dental surgeries or even some types of procedures, you are asked to go on a medication to help prevent something from going wrong, help prevent.
Exactly.
Right. So it's, yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you prefer to age independently in your own home or live in a nursing facility? I know what I'd rather do. Friends Life Care membership offers just that. Plan today for a future lived at home with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience while protecting your savings. Learn about your options at a free seminar or webinar. Register at friendslifecare.org/register or call 215-628-8964. What costs are associated with Medicare coverage, and are income and assets taken into consideration?
Yes. So income and assets are definitely taken into consideration. This is something that they call IRMA. I like to say a lovely name for a lovely woman. So IRMA stands for an income-related monthly adjustment. So if you earn over a certain threshold, the government says they want more money back. Okay. So we'll go over each of the parts and what the premiums consist of for that. So for Part A, if you or your spouse paid into Social Security for the full 40 quarters, which is equal to 10 years, you will have no premium for Part A. Okay. If you paid in for 30 to 39 quarters, which is about 7.5 to 10 years, there's a monthly premium of $278. If you only paid in for 30 quarters or less, that's under 7.5 years, they charge you $506 a month. Okay. So typically, say you have a homemaker, right? And there's a working spouse and one staying at home. The person who's staying at home, if the spouse has worked for 10 years paying into Social Security, you can claim your Medicare off of your spouse. So that way you don't have to pay those premiums, which is huge. Okay. So just because you were a homemaker doesn't mean that you have to pay these astronomical numbers. Okay. So that's for Part A. Part B, there's a premium of $164.90. So I want to point something out here. This actually went down from last year. It was $170.10 a month. So folks think that, you know, premiums just always increase. And I'm here to tell you, they actually do decrease from time to time. Same as that Part B deductible. It was $233 last year. This year it's $226. So the stuff that, you know, you guys may be paying out of pocket, it actually went down this year. And that can happen. So like I said, Part B is $164.90, and that is subject to the IRMA limit. So for single folks, that threshold that you want to stay under so that way they don't increase the premium on you, for single, it's $97,000. For joint, it's $194,000. They look 2 years back on this. So they're looking at 2021 right now. And what they use to calculate it is your modified adjusted gross income, okay? So this is going to be, if you take your tax form 1040 out from 2021, you add your line 11 plus your line 2A, okay? So your adjusted gross and your tax exempt interest, and that's what consists of your modified adjusted gross. That's the number that they're using. So you could have, let's say you sold a home a couple of years ago, right? That's something to take in consideration. So you might want to see, you know, if you can, right, if you're working for that large employer, do you want to delay or should you take it now? You know, that's something that you should be thinking about. So that's Part B. Part C, it depends on the plan that you go with. So the Medicare Advantage, they're usually a $0 premium. Some of them do have a premium to it. I've seen them go up to about $35. For the Medigap plan, depending on what type of plan you pick, it can go anywhere from, I'd say, about 80 to 180 a month, I would say. And that depends on what type of plan you pick and how much additional coverage you would like. And then for Part D, so again, this also depends on the plan, but it ranges. There's some plans that are $5 a month, and then they go all the way up to $120 a month. Obviously, the plans that have more premium to it, they usually have a $0 drug deductible. On the lower end, that drug deductible is around $505, and they can range in between as well. But your Part D is actually also subject to the IRMA, that income adjustment. So again, you want to try to stay under those thresholds. For single, it's $94,000. For joint, single is $97,000. Joint's $194,000.
Kirsten, can individuals with pre-existing conditions get Medicare coverage? And can those individuals switch plans over time?
Yeah, so we did touch on this a little bit before, and that's a question that I get all the time. Everybody who signs up for Medicare initially gets in right away. No pre-existing conditions, they're not gonna look at your health. And the reason why is because at some point, everybody has to get on Medicare at some point. If going back to what I said before about, you know, let's say you start off healthy and you get on a Medicare Advantage plan, and then later on you want to switch to a Medigap plan, you may not be able to get into it because they're going to take a look at your health history. Mm-hmm. So they get folks 65 and older are going to have the snap crackle pops, right? There's going to be some type of health thing going on, whether it's your blood pressure, cholesterol, arthritis, diabetes, something's going on. What they want to know and what would knock you out of that underwriting is, have you had cancer, heart attack, or stroke in the past couple of years? If you have diabetes, are you taking 18 different medications to try and control it? Let's say you have osteoporosis, that's fine. But if you had a bone fracture with osteoporosis, that would disqualify you. So they're looking for the bigger things. Also, let's say you just had surgery. They want you to wait 6 months so that way they can make sure nothing comes up out of it. But as long as you wait the 6 months, then you certainly could get into a Medigap plan. So again, they understand folks 65 and older, they will have some health issues. They're looking for the big guys that, you know, would be obviously substantially costly to them. And that's the thing. So with Medicare Advantage, if you want to flop between plans, yes, you can only do so once a year. But when you flop between Medicare Advantage plans, they don't look at your health. And going back to what I said before, you're funding your own health services, okay? So you're spending a lot out of pocket, which is why they're not looking at your health, because they know that they don't have to pay as much.
Right.
And that's the whole caveat behind it that people don't realize.
Now, can we go over what services and treatments are not covered by Medicare?
Yes. So it's actually a lot easier to go over what's not covered by Medicare than what is covered by Medicare. So I'm glad that we tackled this one this way. So a few things not covered by Medicare. When they say not covered by Medicare, they're talking about parts A and B. Okay. So that's going to be your dental, vision, hearing. Usually that stuff is not included. Now, I know you can get it bundled in with your Medicare Advantage plan, or if you go the Medigap route, we can do a standalone plan. But like I just said, it's a standalone plan. It's not a Medicare plan. These are individual insurance plans that we would give you, okay? They don't cover dentures, cosmetic surgery, massage therapy, concierge services. So remember, I talked about that before. Those doctors usually don't accept insurance. Anywho, let's see, there's covered items or services. You can get an opt-out doctor or other provider, except in the case of an emergency. They don't do 24-hour care at your home. They don't do meal deliveries. No homemaker services like shopping, cleaning, that aren't related to your care plan. And then one big thing that everybody has a big misconception of, it does not cover long-term care, okay? Medicare handles acute care, not custodial care, okay? So that is something that folks do not realize, but that activities of daily living, they're not going to help out with that, okay? So those are really the services. Also, blood transfusions. That wasn't on the list that I had here, but that's also something that's not covered under your Part A and B. Not 100% sure why. They just didn't want to put it in there.
And going back to the acute care versus custodial care, at Friends Life Care, we get that question a lot, such as, mm-hmm. Well, why would I need something like a Friends Life Care membership, which does cover, protect you for your exactly. ADLs and that custodial care. So that's I'm just letting you know, we feel you there. We get that question all the time.
Yep. Yeah. It's such a misconception because you think health insurance, okay, this should be covering it, but you really have to look at those limitations and exclusions.
This next question dovetails a bit with that, where how does Medicare cover home health care services, if at all?
Okay. So again, we're talking about parts A and B here, and they cover eligible home health services as long as you need part-time or intermittent skilled services while you're homebound. Okay. So this means when they say homebound, you have trouble leaving your home without help, like using a cane, a walker, wheelchair, crutches, special transportation, et cetera, due to an illness or injury. Also, leaving your home isn't recommended because of your condition, or you're normally unable to leave your house because it's a major effort for you. So specifically some services that are covered. So medically necessary, part-time or intermittent care, as we had just talked about, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, which I keep messing up on my words, so maybe I need that. let's see. And then part-time or intermittent home health aid care, but only if you're getting skilled nursing care at the same time. Okay. Interjectable osteoporosis drugs for women, durable medical equipment, and home medical supplies for use at home. Those are typically covered under Medicare. And then a home health agency coordinates the services. Okay. And I believe that's kind of basically what you guys would be doing, right?
We do. We have wellness and care coordinators that do mm-hmm. help coordinate in-home care if and when a member does need it. And one of the advantages is that you know your wellness and care coordinator. So they mm-hmm. have an understanding for what your individual wants and needs are, the type of caregiver you may connect with, and understand what ADLs you may need help with. So that's just an extra layer of what Friends Life Care membership provides.
Yep. Beautiful. And that obviously works very nice with what they're offering under those AMB services.
Kirsten, can you tell us what are the differences between Medicare and Medicaid?
Yes. Yeah, so again, Medicare, this is federal health insurance, okay, for folks who are 65 or older, or again, if they're under 65, they're on it due to a disability. Medicaid is both federally and state run, and that is for folks who are in financial poverty. Okay, so that's the difference between the two. And also, an example to make it connect, when let's say you have someone who does go into a nursing home and then they spend down all their assets, they get on Medicaid, right? Because now they're in poverty, they spent down all their assets and they don't have any other assets to be able to pay for the care. So they go on Medicaid and then Medicaid covers that.
Kirsten, to end this episode and crystallize the Medicare experience for our listeners, can you share a few examples of individuals that you have helped through the Medicare enrollment process?
Absolutely. So I have someone who came into my office that didn't have a prescription plan because guess what? She wasn't taking prescriptions, so she didn't think that she needed one. Well, thankfully, she came into my office before the end of that 12-month stint. I got her on a plan, and to this date, she has not been giving a late penalty, but she was right at the end of that 12-month stint. So if she didn't come in and we didn't have that conversation when we did, she would have had a late penalty. She was basically a month away from being assessed that. So she got that right on the ball.
Kudos.
Right? And then another one. So I had a couple that was in the second IRMA bracket. So the second IRMA bracket, that one, they charge an additional $362.60 a month per person to your Part B premium and $70 a month to your Part D premium each monthly. Okay. So, and it was because in their working years, they were bringing in a higher income stream and they are looking 2 years back. Okay. So that income, you know, when people are working, it's usually higher than when they retire, but they retired, their income went down. So what I ended up doing is I sent in an IRMA life-changing event form, and literally on that form, it gives you boxes of what your life-changing event is. So work reduction, work stoppage, marriage, divorce, sale of an income producing property. That's another one on there. You indicate the date that your life changing event happened, and then you can indicate what your upcoming income is going to be, say for that year and the years moving forward. So that way they can say, all right, this is what this person is making now, and it's completely different from what it was in the working years. We can go ahead and drop this penalty either down or get it erased. And the way they do their checks and balances, when you file your taxes, and that's how they check that you're staying within the thresholds. Now, let's say we filed that appeal and we got it, but then her income was higher than the threshold that we went for, she would have to pay that income adjustment back. Okay. So not that wasn't the case for them. They got that erased, which saved them grand total of $709 a month or $8,508 for a whole year. I mean, that's fantastic. And all it is you're sending in a form to Social Security saying, hey, my income's not the same anymore because I retired or something else happened in your life.
That's amazing. And just think about if they had never known to do that, the expense and in a sense, the waste of exactly. their funds that would have gone to their coverage in a sense, unknowingly.
Exactly. There's also another scenario. I didn't talk about this with you, but I had a couple, they were 82 years old and they got on Medicare for the first time.
Wow.
People ask me, well, don't you have to sign up at 65? Remember I told you in the beginning that special enrollment period, they worked for large employers. So they were both healthy. They do CrossFit 3 times a week. Great people. But they wanted to keep working. And that's fine. And they had a great health plan while they were working. So it didn't make sense to go over to Medicare. But now they're 82 and they actually want to enjoy their retirement life. So we decided to get over to Medicare. But people, again, they don't realize that sometimes you can delay. So it might be worth it to talk with someone about that. And then just one other example that I have for you is with the Medigap plan. So I had a gentleman who came into my office and he had Medigap plan and he was telling me that his premiums were getting a little bit too costly because with Medigap plans, your premiums can go up over the years. They can stay the same or they can decrease. Like we talked about in the beginning, that does happen and it happened last year. But he didn't realize that he could get the same exact plan just at another company. So the beauty about the Medigaps, they are all standardized. Plan G is always Plan G. It doesn't matter if you have AARP or Aflac on that coverage, all right? It's the same exact plan. What we do is we try to find the company who has the best premium. It's all about competitiveness. So all we did is we reapplied for the same exact plan with a different company, and we saved him $40 a month on his Medigap premium. So he saved almost $500 for the year in premiums just by redoing it into the same plan, same benefits, just a lower premium in a different company.
And that, I mean, that's like your car insurance, your home insurance. There's no harm shopping around.
And also too, I mean, $40 a month, that's you going out to dinner somewhere nice, right? Or having a spa day, right? Or something like you want to go get your nails done. That $40 a month, you know, it can go to the other things that are meaningful for you that makes you happy. So
definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, Kirsten, thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge about Medicare with our listeners. It's incredibly impressive how much you know and how well you can articulate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And for all of our listeners, to get your personal Medicare questions answered, please feel free to call or email Kirsten at 610-358-8942 or Kirsten at danwhiteandassociates.com.
Thank you for listening to Honestly Aging by Friends Life Care Vigor, a unique program focused on aging with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience.
Thank you to Kirsten Spitzenberger for joining us today. You can learn more about Kirsten and Dan White and Associates by visiting danwhiteandassociates.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. Links to all these resources can be found in the show notes. If you like our show, please rate, review, subscribe, and join us next time. To learn more about aging with vitality, independence, growth, and resilience, subscribe to our blog at friendslifecare.org/blog.